Welcome to the Women in Sport and Exercise Academic Network podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jackie Forsyth, and also co-founder of the network. The purpose of the Women in Sport and Exercise Academic Network is to grow, strengthen, and promote research on women in sport and exercise, with the ultimate goal of optimising women's athletic success and their participation. With these podcasts, we wish to bring you information from leading academics who are researching about women in sport and exercise and provide you with advice and support for the exercising female. Please remember our disclaimer that the opinions, content and recommendations contained within our podcast are for general information only and should not be substituted for medical advice, treatment or diagnosis. In this podcast, I talk to Marie-Stéphanie Abouna and Balkis Lefebvre. Marie-Stéphanie is an associate professor in sociology at CY Sergi Paris Université. Her research focuses on gender, sport, health and communication. She is particularly interested in women's football, studying aspects such as the influence of local and national contexts, its visibility in social media, and its evolution in gender norms. She is currently working with a network of colleagues from several European countries on two projects funded by the Erasmus Plus Sport Programme, European Women in Sport, for which she is the scientific leader, and Sport Without Stereotypes. Balkis Lefebvre also works at CY Sergi Paris Université as a project officer in charge of managing and submitting European projects of the Erasmus Plus Programme, in collaboration with her colleagues. She is currently involved in the organisation of activities in the Utopia 2050 project and project manages two Erasmus Plus projects, INPAD, a strategic partnership for school education, and eWINS, a collaborative partnership in the sport action. In this podcast, we talked about the three-year Erasmus Plus funded project eWINS, but I also asked Marie-Stéphanie about her research and future goals. And from Balkis, I asked about her tips on how to have success in applying for grants for large multi-partner projects from funding sources such as Erasmus Plus. Okay, so welcome Marie-Stéphanie and Balkis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're here today just to talk about one of the projects that you're both involved with, which is the European Women in Sport, the eWINS project. I don't know who to go to first, actually, to talk about this, because Balkis, I know that you're more to do with the management of the project, and Marie-Stéphanie, you're more to do with the research aspect of the project. So who would like to go first talking about the project?
Well, I can start, no problem. Thank you very much for the introduction and for the invitation, Jackie. That's really great to be here and to present this great project. So indeed, as you said, the European Women in Sport, eWINS for shorter. So this project is financed by the Erasmus Plus program. It's a collaborative partnership with nine partners all across Europe. So it's quite big, quite a big partnership. And it will last 3 years. So it started off in January and it will last until December 2023. So it's quite a lot of work ahead, although we already quite started with a lot of action. I'd just like to say a few words about the partners if we're able to, as indeed one very important aspect of this project is that we involve academic partners, but also sport partners. So that means we have universities with us, but also sport clubs and sport associations. It's a very important aspect and that will actually help us to fulfill the objectives that we gave ourselves. As we want this project to help women be more visible in sport and to bring awareness to the importance of women in sport. As indeed, we want to focus on good governance. So this is one aspect. So we want to see actually how clubs do to help women. In our project, we focus first on football, but not only in the end. And we want to see so how clubs do to help women practice, to help them make good performances, have a link with their life. So what kind of governance are actually in place in clubs? But we also have an aspect, of course, in inclusion, as indeed we want to promote and accelerate the feminization of sport through awareness and understanding, because sometimes we just say, yeah, there's already women in sport, so why do they need more? And we're like, yes, but they are here, but they're not visible enough. So this project is here to bring more visibility to women in sport, especially in football at first. And so that is why we wanted this project, and we're very happy to have been selected and funded by the Erasmus+ program. So that's really great. And it is a lot of work, we have to say, and we try to organize a bit, and we have a few deliverables. So this is the barbaric European language. So these are just actually actions. And among those actions, so we have four very important actions, a report on best practices that will help us gather good practices in governance all around Europe. Then we will help present those good practices through a kit of innovative tools. So those tools which will actually present the good practices and show how they can be used, how they can be adapted in other clubs, in other countries in Europe. Then there will be an implementation phase with an evaluation on those tools. So we will meet clubs and we will ask them to try the tools, see whether they work, and just see how we can make them better, actually, how we can make them fit other countries, etc. And we'll have an evaluation through reports and videos, interviews. And then last but not least, we have a platform. So it will be an observatory platform that will help us gather around all the sport actors that were involved in the project and also other partners, and just to have to work together, to continue the work together and continue sharing on the best practices, the tools, keep developing them, developing new tools, new practices. So all this kind of work. And that will also help us to actually be more open towards the end of the project, because like I said before, we start with football because sadly we can't do all sports. But in the end, through the platform, we hope to reach other sport practices and to be even more open and help women all around in all sport practices to be more visible. So that will be it for the presentation. It's a bit long, but it's true that there's a lot of actions to do.
Well, you've explained everything really eloquently. And yes, it's a big project, but you've managed to summarize everything. Can I have a little bit of your perspective, Marie-Stéphanie, then, in terms of the research, the scientific underpinning, where it's all come from for you?
Of sure, Jackie. Thank you very much. We started our project with context and observations. We found that there is evolution of women's participation in sports, but remaining obstacles, for example, within governing bodies. And we have lack of an adequate environment in which women can develop their full potential, and a lack of access to sport in some European countries. And offshore, we have imbalances still persisting between female and male practices in terms of the development of practices, number, status, means allocated, visibility. And there is failure to take into account the specificities of women, particularly in performance management. And we have a limitation of pooled data on women's practices. And we define what is feminization. and we have the definition of European Commissions, who said that feminization is idea of a march towards equality, equality in rights, equality in numbers, the removal of legal obstacles, but even more so social and economic development favor the catching up of historical backwardness. This is the definition of European Commission about feminization. And studies and practical examples were the basis of our needs analysis is how to manage the menstrual cycle for the performance. We have a scandal in Spain as women lost their job when they got pregnant. For example, and we identified some good practices put in place, but we realized that they were lacking visibility. And the Ewing's project means to bring forward existing good practices, to develop them on a European level, and to disseminate in all Europe, work between academics and sport actors. That is our context and observations.
Well, thank you for that. That gives us a good background and understanding. Your research, Marie-Stéphanie, is in this area. Is that correct? You're a sociologist.
Yes.
Yeah. Say a little bit about the research that you've done in this area.
In this project, we have three axes. I'm not alone. We have sociologists, we have physiologists like you, Jackie. We have histories, researchers. But you have many researchers in this research, and we have three axes. The first axis is economic models and daily organization. Here we study a global aspect of governance, and which refers to the organization of financing, infrastructure, and partnership deployed around women's practices, and what are the relevant actions implemented through the these different aspects. This is our question. And the second axis is development and management of women's sport performance. I spoke about menstrual cycles, and I think that we can study this aspect in this axis. And our project focuses on both development and performance in women's practices, both grassroots sports and high performance sport. And it will also examine how performance can be combined with the reconciliation of family life and sport, and how to live fully from the activities, because it's not okay now. And we have partnerships. We want to study partnerships with certain clubs such as the PSG, it's a French club, the professional league in France and in England and in Bulgaria and in Poland. But we have clubs, professional clubs, but also with the federation of the countries of the different project partners in order to identify the different level of practice. And the last axis is communication practices. We want to study the form of style that communication takes at all scales of practice, how the visibility of sport women is organized by the club, what is the place of digital technology, and what strategies and policies for the promotion of women sport of women and sport women in the club, in the federation, and in the whole European countries. And different activities are planned around the project's axis. We have survey, we have focus groups, and we would like to make articles, the classic activities of research that we plan some scientific valorization of those axes and of the project action through research article, conference, scientific events. But at its European project, we need to follow the requirement and the specific objectives of the European Commission. They indeed ask to have an efficient dissemination of the activities and of the results, but also a strong link with the field through sport clubs, and partners, and associated partners. It is not just a research project, but I can say that it's a research action.
Okay, well, thanks for that. You explained all the research behind it. I thought you might talk about some of the research you'd done.
Oh, yeah, I'll promote myself, you want. Okay. During the last 20 years, I make research about women football. I studied gender identity, this practice, and now I study digital communication in football. That is why I manage this project, because I have these experiences about women's sports.
Excellent. Thanks for that. So going back to what you said about professional sports clubs and other people being involved in the project, if individuals wanted to be involved in this project, what should they do?
We are already quite a few partners, but of course, we don't know anything, and we know that. So anyone who is actually interested in these topics and who would like to participate, either through contacts, good practices, or if they want to implement the innovative tools, for example, if they want to share the deliverables or the actions of the project, you're all most welcome, of course. We really welcome any kind of input, and we would be really happy to work with other people from other countries, aside from the partner countries, and other researchers, universities, clubs, etc. So we really welcome all this. If you're interested, you can just send us an email. I think in the podcast description, you will find all our contact details. So you can just send us a mail, so to Marie-Stéphanie and I, so always both of us, please, because as Jackie said at the beginning, Marie-Stéphanie is more on the scientific side and I'm more on the management side, but we work as a team, and as your involvement involves both aspects, so the participation in actions or dissemination, so it's easier for us if you send it to the both of us, and then we'll try to see how we can involve you in the project, for how you could participate in the actions. And please do tell us if there's a specific action that you would like to participate in.
And this is, I assume, also open to what you call the actors, so the footballers, anybody that's involved in women's football as well. So excellent. Yeah, thanks for that. And just staying along with the management idea, you are heavily involved in a number of projects, Balkis. You're involved in a project called Utopia 2050 and another project called INPAD. So you're heavily involved in these Erasmus or European projects. If somebody wants to do the same, what do they do? How do they go about this? How has it been for you? What's your journey been like?
So first of all, there would be different paths, I would say, because as you said, so I'm a project manager. So this is my job to actually work and to prepare, submit and manage European projects. So we're an entire team at CY that works with Erasmus Plus project. And this is with this team and my director that we actually submitted the Utopia 2050 project, INPAD and eWINS, of course. So these projects are Erasmus Plus Key 2 and Sport Action projects. They are about strategic partnerships, about cooperation between universities, between organizations. They are about being innovative, about finding new ways of involving different actors or finding new solutions to problems, to obstacles that we are currently having. So this innovative and strategic aspects are very important when you will start thinking about just submitting a project, because indeed, the calls are quite competitive, if I may say. It depends on the actions, of course, but there are a lot of people that actually want to get funded because it's, of course, a very great opportunity. But not everyone can get the funding. And so that's why you need to be really well prepared. So you need to work beforehand, really have a great needs analysis. So it's very important because you need to answer actual needs on the field that you have seen. And that you know that they need solutions, they need actions to answer those needs. You need to have partners with which you can work and that you trust. You need partners that you can trust and that you know if you ask them to do something, they would actually do so. Because this is the heart of European project. It's collaboration, cooperation between institutions. So that is very important. And then, of course, you need to write and to structure very well your project. So you need to know to come from your needs analysis, your partners and all the actions, their specificities, their expertise that they have, and come up with a structure for the project to answer these needs and to use the best of the expertise of the partners through specific actions. So you need to build these actions in a very organizative way. I don't know if you can say that, but yeah. So you need to have a very good coordination, organization, and it's quite a great challenge, I have to say, but it's very great. And that is why I also said you need partners that you can trust, because you write this project with those partners. So you need feedback, you need input, you prepare it all together. And so you need to be really well prepared and coordinated. So it's easier. So for the eWINS project, I will take this example. So we coordinated the writing with Marie-Stéphanie and I and my director, Carmen Branescu. So we gave ourselves some different aspects of the project to write. And we always ask feedback for the partners about the budget, about all those different aspects. So that we try to always be transparent. I think it's a very important aspect to always send anything when there's any changes, any other possibilities, always ask the partners for feedback, whether they would agree or not. So this is aspect of cooperation is very important. And then for submission, I think it is also very important to, as it is within the framework of the European Union, there are some organization that can help you write the project. I speak about the national agency that each country that is involved in Erasmus Plus has a national agency, and they are here to help you. To help you formulate, structure your project if needed, to give you advice. They will give you commented application forms, for example. So, well, each national agency does it differently, of course, but they are here to help you and to promote your project. They can help you in this aspect. And also the national contact points. So this is for us in France. So we were really in deep ties with our national contact points. She helped us to better our project, to strengthen our proposal. So this is a very important, important point. So yeah, and if you're interested in actually submitting a project, the calls are currently open. It is short because now, so for cooperation partnerships, it's until May 20th. But if you're interested, you can read the detailed program guide so that you can find online, of course. So it's the Erasmus Plus program guide that will give you all the needed information to prepare and submit an application for a European project in the Erasmus Plus program.
Well, excellent. Thank you for that. And just one last thing, if you don't mind, where will you both be going next? So after this project or after the current projects which you're involved in have finished, where do you see yourself going?
What is great is that the AWINS project itself stays quite open at the end, I have to say. Like I told you at the start in the project presentation, our last but not least deliverable is the observatory platform. So this platform is meant as an opening towards the after project to open up, bring even more people. So it is a very important sustainable result for this project, and it will help us make the project live on after the end of the Erasmus Plus funding, and to see how we could find complementary funding to continue the work started in AWINS through sponsors, for example, or new Erasmus Plus projects. So we think with Marie-Stéphanie that would be a great next step for this project to open up, to keep opening up to other sports, bring even more visibility, and keep to continue the good work. And I think we started off quite well. We'll see how it goes in the next 2.5 years, because we're always at the 6 months point. And we hope to see actually an impact and that our project will have good results.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for that. And Marie-Stéphanie?
In the future, I think that I would like to continue for a women's sport. And I would like to add another countries like South American countries, or we have African countries. And maybe I think because it's not the women's sport is not developed in oriental countries. Can I say that? Yes, because it's not, you know that about women, you have the link about women's rights and sport. And we saw that it's not possible for women to practice in all of Muslim countries. And I think that it will be good to studies the practice in this kind of countries.
Well, that's lovely, both of you. I think we've covered a few topics because we've specifically looked at the AWINS project, but we've also looked at the research. And Balkis, you've given us an overview of how to apply and be successful for these multidisciplinary and multi-partner countries. So excellent. Thanks very much for chatting today.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you very much.